Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Grant and Jimmy podcast. Here's Grant and Jimmy. From the Harvard Media News Center, this is Cruise News.
A major bridge in Baltimore collapsed last night after a container ship rammed into it. This is crazy. The video, I tweeted it, Grant the Johnson on Twitter. The video is insane.
Yeah, it fell like dominoes.
Several vehicles fell into the river below and a search and rescue is underway. So far, police have confirmed that two people have been rescued. They're searching for at least seven others believed to be in the water. It was a big container ship crashed into the bridge and just crumbled it. It's a major bridge, too. Baltimore police have said that there is no indication that the ship collision with the bridge was done intentionally, but... yeah,
there's whoever was driving that ship is in big cucka.
Yeah, I was reading that he can be charged, obviously, with crimes and stuff. So, oh, couldn't imagine.
This is the all-new Cruise Mornings. Okay, with Grant and Jimmy.
Okay, we were going to start the show and get the topic going. By the way, some 41 tickets this morning, just after the 8 a.m. news. We'll do that. So, well, this is going to be a call-in thing. You'll get a chance to win some 41 tickets. But we had the news there at 6, 11 minutes ago, and we were talking about that container ship in Baltimore that crashed into the bridge and completely crumbled the bridge. Like, it's... yeah, it's scary. It's there's a bunch of cars on the bridge. Those all fell into the water. There was construction workers. They're searching for seven people right now. But I can't believe how the bridge just collapsed, completely collapsed, crumbled. And so we were talking about that, and Jimmy drops this.
Whoever was driving that ship is in big caca.
What?
Caca. Big cock.
I don't know where that came from. I used to say it around kids.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you, seven?
Big cock.
As soon as it left my...
daisies.
As soon as it left my mouth, I was like, oh.
I heard it, but I was like, I don't... we can't talk about it right now because we're talking about this.
Big cock.
I don't know why that's so funny to me, but...
picture don't you say caca around your kids?
No, not really, but...
big caca.
Anyways, we'll start the show now.
Do you feel better now, Grant?
I do.
Big caca.
We call them Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
So they did this study, Jimmy, about snacking, and they found that 76% of people are loyal to their snack brands. They do an annual state of snacking report, and this was kind of the big thing to come out of this year. 76% of people find something they like, and they stick with it forever. For me, I have things I prefer. But I'll eat everything. I don't care. Like, it's not like I have to have Coke. You know, I'll have a Pepsi. I don't care. I'll have a Pepsi. I'll have a Coke.
Pop,
I'll go back and
pop
forth.
Pop is different for me.
Favorite chips are Old Dutch in a box, but I'll eat any chip you put in front of me. Put a bowl of Doritos, I'm going to destroy it. Right? So I don't think I have anything that I'm loyal to. I know you do.
Oh, Hostess, 100%.
So you will only eat Hostess stuff?
Yes.
And
I grew up in Tabor, which has a Hostess factory.
See, why does that matter so much to you?
I don't know. It's just
because I know you like won't. You're like, I only eat this brand of chips and that's it. Sunflower seeds. I'll only eat this type because they're made in Tabor. It's like you haven't lived in Tabor.
The Spits were made in Bow Island, which is close. Not that far from Tabor.
But it's like, did you work in the factory? No. Like, do you have a brother-in-law that sells chips?
But no, I have two family members that work in the factory.
But it's like, why does that matter so much?
I don't know. It's the same thing as I won't eat anything but Tabor corn.
That's what I was going to say as well. You're loyal to your Tabor corn. I've literally been at golf tournaments with you where they do the steak dinner afterwards and they have corn on the cob. And you will not eat that corn on the cob because it's not Tabor corn. I'm like, what's the difference? I'm like, sure, Tabor's good, but this is still good corn. It's still tasty. And you will not put that in your mouth.
I will not put that in my mouth.
I only put that Tabor corn in there.
Body is actually a temple. I'm actually very particular what goes in this mouth.
Are you loyal to a brand of snacks? Like I said, I am. I can't think of anything that I only buy, like chocolate bars, I'll buy them all. Chips. Like I said, I prefer Old Dutch in a box, but I'll eat anything. Coke, Pepsi, it doesn't matter to me.
Coke and beer. Pepsi, it doesn't bother me.
Beer, I'll drink any beer.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, I'm not drinking Pilsner, right?
No, I'm
not. No, I'm wearing a
like
Pilsner
when it comes
hoodie.
To beer, I'll drink anything, even if it's that beer.
I'm curious. What are you loyal to? 780-989-0957.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
We're talking about snacks you're loyal to. There was like 76% of people are loyal to snacks. When they go out on a Friday night looking for snacks, they only buy this brand of chips or pop or whatever it is. And we're just asking, what are you loyal to? We got a text from Graham who said, Old Dutch chips used to be the very best years ago. Now they got lazy. Okay. He said, I will not eat any other chip besides Lay's now. See, Lay's are like my last choice of chip. I don't know. The Lay's don't appeal to me. I don't know if it's their branding or their packaging. I don't know
Lay's
what it
is. Good. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's my last choice of chip.
But you like a Dorito. They're Hostess.
Yeah, but not a host. Lay's is a specific brand, right? Lay's is like the Marc Messier. Remember he used to do all their advertising for them?
Yeah. Can't just eat one.
Corey said Hawkins Cheesies only. No other brands allowed.
Yeah, Cheesies, there's nothing like
Hawkins. Hawkins are the best.
Yes.
But still, maybe I'm just a glutton. Because if you put a bowl of Cheetos in front of me, that bowl is going to disappear, right? Maybe I won't go out and buy them, but I'm going to eat them.
A Short Minute with Jimmy.
So this is a huge Short Minute with Jimmy.
Oh, there's it's a huge one.
There's a lot of stuff going on. First of all, this is all Star Wars. So we've got the Acolyte trailer.
Oh, the coyote.
What's that?
The coyote.
Okay. So this one
The first time I saw it, my dyslexia kicked in and I thought it was called The Coyote. It was the Acolyte.
So there was over 8 million views on YouTube in 3 days, but there was 165,000 dislikes.
I thought a lot of my friends that are Star Wars nerds weren't excited because they felt that it looked very network TV-ish. Like, it didn't feel like a big production that they spent a lot of money on, like you'd expect from Star Wars. Some of the special effects and stuff looked a little too W Network.
I thought it looked good, but that's just me. But
you're blind.
But actually, but on all platforms in 24 hours, it's had, like, that's everything, all social medias. There was 51 million views in 24 hours, so it broke records of any Lucasfilm series for views on the first trailer. And they're actually talking about a season two, so I don't think the dislikes are, you know, messing with Lucasfilms or Star Wars at all. So, but another thing that they're doing is for May the 4th, so Star Wars Day, they're re-releasing Star Wars Episode 1, A Phantom Menace, because it's the anniversary of the original release.
So they're doing that on May the 4th, be ever in your favor?
May the 4th. But also with that, they're doing a behind-the-scenes exclusive look of the Acolyte. So there's going to be some behind-the-scenes footage. There's going to be all that kind of stuff.
I tried to rewatch The Phantom Menace recently because I had this thought where I was like, maybe I just didn't like it because it was popular to not like it. You know, maybe Jar Jar Binks wasn't that bad. So I thought maybe, oh, maybe this movie got the Nickelback treatment where everyone hated it, but it was actually awesome. So I rewatched it with an open mind, and it was worse than I remembered. I couldn't handle Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks is annoying so in bad. All three of...
Yeah.
But you have to let that go, man. The,
I tried. I tried. He was like so bad.
The light, like the lightsaber sequences were fantastic. You know, the storyline just kind of made sense.
And the CGI was really bad in it. Like, I'd say the CGI was better in the originals than it was in The Phantom Menace. It's really cheesy.
No, I totally disagree with you. But so getting back to the Acolyte, so the reason why they're attaching this to The Phantom Menace, because the Acolyte is supposed to take place 100 years before The Phantom Menace. So it's a prequel to the prequels.
Okay. Good stuff, Jimmy. That was a very long minute.
The Grant Report, brought to you by iFurniture. Better, cheaper, smarter. Visit iFurniture.ca. Now, Grant Johnson.
Jimmy, sound the alarm, sound the alarm. There's a report that the Canadian maple syrup reserve is at a 16-year low. So the reserve can hold up to 1 million pounds of delicious, delicious maple syrup. And right now they say there's only about 6 million pounds in there. So it can hold 133 million pounds. We're down to 6 million pounds of maple syrup, people. We're running out. This is not a drill. It has reportedly been ordered that a pipeline will be built from Alberta to transfer our maple syrup to the east where they need it more. We're going to have some dry waffles here in Alberta. Thanks, Trudeau. That is if we don't fill up the stockpile again. This is actually one of the four signs of the apocalypse here in Canada. I know that typically when you think of the four signs, you think of drought, locust, frogs, and darkness. Here in Canada, it's the NHL going on strike, which has happened a couple times. Anne Murray renouncing her Canadian citizenship, swarms of beavers, and a maple syrup shortage. Two out of four we've had so far. Justin Trudeau has called an emergency press conference today where he is expected he will announce the maple tax.
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Okay, the NFL made a controversial rule change yesterday that kind of confused everyone.
Yeah.
I saw players in the NFL saying they were confused. I saw coaches saying they were confused. I saw everyone saying they were confused, but you understood it, Jimmy.
I read a lot of articles, okay. And I watched a lot of videos of this hip drop tackle that they're talking about. So, as you said, why it's so controversial is no one knows what it is. So if you're tackling someone from behind and you wrap your arms around their waist,
okay,
and throw your body to the side, so your hip and all your weight lands on their legs. So, and then take them down that way. So all your weight is going directly on their legs in one spot. The reason why it's being banned is in many cases it causes severe injury or broken legs. One example that I was able to find is Dallas Cowboys running back Tony Pollard suffered broken leg caused by a hip drop tackle during the 2022 playoffs against San Francisco. So because there's a number of broken legs being happened from this move,
okay,
is why it's being banned.
All right.
So it's when you throw your body to the side and land all your weight on their legs.
That sounds impossible to referee, to call penalties on. And it's going to cause a lot of confusion. And just want to say this.
Mr. Madison, what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points. And may God have mercy on your soul.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
So my wife and I jumped on a trend on the weekend, Jimmy. This is something I keep seeing on like social media. And normally I try to stay away from these because I'm like, that's kind of lame. But this one looked, I knew it would be entertaining. I knew it would be that I would do a horrible job, but I knew I had to do it anyways. We did portraits of each other. Have you seen this one?
I've heard of it.
So you, what you do is you open a bottle of wine. You sit down across from each other at the table. You get the paints out. You get the canvases. And then you paint portraits of each other without the other person seeing. I have zero art skill. Like less than zero art skills. I don't know how to mix colors. I don't know how to make the strokes nice. Like at one point she looked at me and she's like, why are you using yellow? And I was like, because you got blonde hair. She's like, that's not how you make blonde. So she's just got this golden hair. It looks, you remember the Mr. Bean movie when he wrecks the Mona Lisa and then tries to draw it again or whatever?
Yeah.
That's what mine looked like. So I told her ahead, you got to make sure you tell them ahead of time, like, I am trying. I'm a terrible artist. I got no skills.
You're just
skills.
Artistically challenged.
I was pretty impressed with my wife's portrait of me, though. I'm going to post all this up if you want to see them on 95.7cruisefm.ca. I'm going to make a little
She seems
blog
kind of artsy.
Post. Yeah, she's got some skills. The only thing weird about the portrait that she did of me was my eyes. She didn't get the eyes. She got the eyes weird. The eyes, it's like one of those paintings that my eyes follow you around the room wherever you're going. So,
oh, I don't want to be anywhere that painting
is. I'm going to put that in your house. I'm going to sneak into the Den of Sadness and just hang that
listen,
up.
Listen, I don't have any other paintings on the wall. I don't need a painting
of you. I was
going
to say, you need some artwork. I'll bring over some portraits of myself for your place, Jimmy.
This is the all-new Cruise Mornings. Okay, with Grant and Jimmy.
So we've been talking about the sequel to Joker for years now, I
yes.
think. We've been following this movie closely.
Yeah, because like the first Joker with Joaquin Phoenix was amazing.
Well,
it was a really good movie. It was well done. It wasn't like your normal traditional superhero or supervillain movie.
No, that's what was so awesome, it was a real movie where a guy is dark and jaded and he starts this movement. He didn't eat any crystals or get bitten by anything or whatever. It was a real, just basically, like, they compared it to Taxi Driver, which is so true. It was very similar to that kind of feel. And then they announced the sequel was happening. We're like, good, this will be awesome. And then they're like, it's a musical. And we all went, wait, what? Pardon? It's a musical?
Yeah, it's Lady Gaga. But it isn't your normal musical. It's like if you look up, they're calling it a jukebox musical.
Yeah.
So like some examples of that would be like Rock of Ages.
That movie sucked.
Like Rocket Man.
Oh, that movie was terrible too.
The Blues Brothers.
Okay, Blues Brothers. That's a good example.
Yeah, the Blues Brothers.
The third one is good.
Yeah, like there's another one they had here.
So basically a jukebox musical is what they're saying is it's recognizable songs. They said there's like 15 songs in the movie.
They're going to be
covers.
That
are like classic covers. Yeah. It's not going to be...
They're not going to sing at the drop of a hat.
Well, we were trying to decide, like, is this going to be like Gangs of New York, which is like kind of that style? Or is this going to be Rent, you know?
Is it going to be like that? Examples are the Pitch Perfect movies.
Oh, those are terrible too. You keep ruining this movie. I'm trying to stay optimistic. I'm like, jukebox musical. Okay, recognizable. That'll be okay. And then you're like, it's going to be like Pitch Perfect.
What about Moulin Rouge?
Is that a musical? I didn't watch the new one. Just the old cartoon. So, I'm thinking of Mulan.
Yeah, not
the Warrior Princess.
Not Mulan.
Moulin Rouge.
Moulin
I never watched
Rouge.
That movie. Just the music video. Christina Aguilera. Hello. The budget for this Joker 2 is enormous. $200 million. So I'm assuming they think it's going to be successful, right?
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
On the same as you. Like, I think they're turning it into this kind of musical. We'll ruin it, but
yeah.
We're hoping.
Not. I mean, I don't get me wrong. I don't mind a musical. Grease is a good movie.
What about purple? It's being also Purple Rain also falls.
Okay, that's better. I'll accept that, Jimmy.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
I was talking last week about the guitar that was donated to the Sherwood Park Goodwill. I don't know if you were here, Jimmy, or if you were suffering from allergies the Monday after St. Patrick's Day. That might have been your day off. But there was basically the story is this guitar came into the Goodwill in Sherwood Park and they noticed some autographs on it. And it's signed by Guns N' Roses. It's a Les Paul guitar. And yeah, it's got all the signatures on there. They know nothing about where it came from, how the autographs got there, but they have had experts check out the signatures and they say everything looks legit. Like,
oh, wow.
The pen strokes, the placements, even the type of pen it is, it's all how Guns N' Roses signs guitars. There's actually another one too that with Van Halen signatures on it, which would be even more rare, but that one they can't verify. They haven't been able to because it's quite faded. But the Guns N' Roses one came into this Goodwill in Sherwood Park and they have decided to put it up for auction right now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So if you go into the Sherwood Park Goodwill, they have a silent auction for it going on until April 1st at the Sherwood Park Donation Center, I should say. So Sherwood Park Donation Center, Goodwill Donation Center. You can go in there, see the guitar signed by all the Guns N' Roses members, and then maybe put a bid on. I know a lot of people collect these things. You know, Dez, he runs the hot dog stand at Princess Auto. He collects like signed guitars.
Yeah,
I know.
So we'd had one up for auction for a golf
tournament
or for the Edmonton Rock.
Maybe that's what it was. Edmonton Rock Music Festival thing. And he bids on those all the time, and he has a collection going. We went golfing with him, and he was showing us. So there's guys out there that want these, and this is a great opportunity to get a signed Guns N' Roses guitar if you're looking to add one. Like I said, it's up for auction at the Sherwood Park Donation Center until April 1st.